This podcast is brought to you by The Average Male Magazine, opening your eyes to the wonderful men around you. Subscribe to the magazine by visiting averagemailmag.com.
Bear Podcast, the podcast for Bears and Cubs, episode 199, and this is the Chaser Show.
Woof, what a chaser.
All right.
Okay. We have a new guy here too, so that'd be awesome.
I think I'll use this music for my first chaser porn.
Okay, cool. Okay. Welcome everyone to Bear Podcast, and this is the Chaser Show. Hey, this is Nard, and we have the usual chasers in this show. And but first,
we got a virgin.
We got a virgin here right now. Well, let's introduce ourselves. The usual first, Johnny. Hey, Johnny.
Hello, Nard. How are you doing?
Good, good, good. And how about you? How are you?
I'm doing good tonight.
Mm-hmm. Are you okay? You have a new microphone thingy there.
Yeah. I got a little too many complaints about the keyboard typing and all the background noise, so I sucked it up and bought a headset. Right.
You sucked who up? Off? What?
Whatever you want, Ray.
Uh-huh. And Ray, Ray is here too from the city of Houston. I don't have your audio thingy. Sorry. Hey, Ray.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
Broadcasting live from the hood.
Uh-huh. And we have someone also from Vermont, our friend, our good buddy, Jeff. Hey, Jeff.
Hey, Nar. How are you doing?
Oh, my God. Your internet is sucky right now.
Oh, it's sucky?
Yeah, but it's okay. I mean, yeah, you're okay now. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I don't suck bad, usually.
Oh, really? You suck really well, huh? Okay.
I get good reviews.
I know. You got good reviews from Transfer.
Oh,
and I got references too.
Oh, cool. Okay, Ray, introduce our virgin here.
Our virgin for the night is Carl. Carl is from San Diego, California.
San Diego.
Welcome, Carl.
Hey, welcome Carl. It's your first
whale's
time.
Welcome, virgin.
Wait, this is for you. I'm playing some.
What's your number?
Can I buy you a beer? Do you work out a lot? Come here often? Woof, what a chaser.
There you go.
Cheesy.
Okay. Cheesy. Hey, that's the intro for that. But okay, so we have some updates from you guys. You guys, Johnny and Jeff just came from Drenched Fur last week, right? And do you have anything to share to us and to the listeners?
Well, it was an awesome weekend. Drenched Fur happens in Erie, Pennsylvania, and happened last weekend from the 3rd through the 6th. And I flew up from Houston and met Jeffrey and his boyfriend Michael, and then we spent the weekend there, and it's beautiful in Pennsylvania, let me tell you.
How was the flight going there? How was the weather there? Is it cold?
At night it is. Yeah, during the day it's normal springtime. Mm-hmm. I flew in to Newark and then transferred over to Buffalo, and that's where Jeffrey picked me up.
Ah, okay. Awesome.
And then had about an hour drive. No, to Continental, actually.
Okay.
It was nice. I got an in-flight movie and everything.
Ah. How about you, Jeff? How do you find Drenched Fur that weekend?
It was really good. It was nice seeing Johnny again, and it was nice seeing Ryan, and we had a great time, and me and Michael had a great time too, and it's one of those really awesome, unique water park, not water parks, but bear events, because it has a water park, so I had a good time.
Yeah, I saw the pictures. They're awesome. It's like really like, it reminds me of Water World here. Remember, Johnny, here in Houston?
Mm-hmm.
When we used to have Astro World.
So I never went to Wilder World here.
Oh, you didn't.
And Johnny screams like a girl going down the slides.
Oh no! That was Ryan.
That was Ryan.
He wanted me. He wanted me to scream like a girl, but I didn't.
Oh.
Anyways, Drenched Fur is a small bear event, kind of bear watch size, I'd say.
200 something like that.
Yep.
Okay.
And it was pretty cool. I mean, the first night, it was an indoor water park closed off to the public. So it was just hairy men all night long. The hot tub was packed full.
Full of floating hairs.
Yeah,
gross. No, I'm kidding.
And Jeff, I have a question. What is Johnny and Ryan doing each side of your man?
Yeah, you're pimping your man to Ryan.
Well, I was the one taking the picture, so that's why I wasn't in the picture. But then there's a couple of the photos that I don't think you guys saw, and it's not on my Flickr account, but it's on Tim's Flickr account, and then he's got all three of us in there, three Asians in there. So
can I see?
We don't have any pictures of all of us together. That was the problem. We forgot to take pictures of all of us together.
Cool.
What is it, Ryan? Ryan. No, Ryan is not here. Sorry.
Carl. I just sent him the link to the picture.
Do I sound like Ryan?
No, you don't. I just I was just remembering Ryan because Ryan was there. He mentioned that Ryan. So Carl, have you been to any bear events before?
No, not really. I mean, I've been to a bar, a couple bars and stuff, but no, not really.
How virgin are you?
How virgin are you?
How virgin are you?
Just the tip.
As far as going to the bear community, I'm pretty. I haven't been to any of them, so kind of intimidating for me, to be honest.
Mm-hmm. So you're kind of fresh to this bear scene, and.
I guess so. I guess you can. I've never been to a bear event. I've been to bear bars.
Mm-hmm. But you have been dating guys of the bigger size.
Sure.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Uh huh.
Wow.
These are high quality photos.
Oh, yeah, they are. The one you're seeing, yeah. Those are taken by SLR. I think that's what you have, right, Jeff?
I have an SLR, but we use Michael's camera. So he has a Canon SD850IS.
Oh, okay. Cool. I have an 800, which is pretty cool. It's got wide lens and stuff. Although it's 7 megapixels, but hey, it works.
Yeah. Okay, so let's go back to Carl.
Carl,
you kind of felt intimidated.
Yeah, I mean,
hello. Stop looking at the hot guys on the photos.
Michael's kind of hot, but anyway, I mean, you go into like those kind of bear events, and I hate this analogy, but I kind of feel like the fat man in a twink bar.
Mm-hmm.
But I have friends and stuff. You know, I hang out with them, have a good time. So.
Are you single right now? Are you dating? No.
I am kind of dating, yeah.
Oh, okay.
I'm kind of seeing a guy from Oregon, so trying to think about moving.
Long drive.
trying to make that. I usually fly. About a 3-hour flight. So.
Mm-hmm. Do we have a name?
It's TJ.
TJ.
Hi, TJ.
Hi, TJ. Might be listening to this.
Hi, TJ. TJ from Oregon. So how long have you guys been seeing each other?
Off and on for about a year. I broke up with my ex about almost a year. Yeah, just over a year now. So started talking to him about in March.
Mm-hmm.
And how often do you see TJ?
I saw him. He actually was here this past weekend, so we got to hang out. And
yeah, somebody got a 4-day weekend.
I did. That was nice. Especially with work right now, it's pretty crazy.
Mm-hmm. So what do you do there in San Diego?
I work for the local utility company. I'm a business analyst there. So.
Oh, you're in IT. Okay.
Yeah, almost similar to Ray, except I'd be the system analyst under him.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Wow.
And everybody likes and everybody likes being under me.
Yes, that's right. Ray is your fantasy again here for... Four chasers in the show again. Oh my gosh!
No, my fantasy is Carl in the Robin, you know, outfit.
Oh, that's right. I saw that. Is that your? Well, I guess that's your Halloween costume. But
well, that's kind of how I got my screen name too. That little sidekick one.
Oh, okay. I see. Little sidekick.
Yeah, 64 for Nintendo. Yeah.
Oh, okay. You're a Nintendo player. I see.
Nintendo geek.
Nintendo geek. Okay, so if you're Robin, who usually is the
Batman?
You're Batman.
There is no Batman.
There is no Batman.
Who is your fat man?
Who's your fat man?
I don't have a Batman.
Oh, okay. Maybe TJ can wear the Batman costume next time.
That'd be hot.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I think I talked about it before. These friends of mine, he was telling me that... somebody I know from Oklahoma, he was telling me that, you know, when he was having sex, the guy who he was tricked with had this fantasy of the guy wearing... Whoever's doing him has to wear a Batman mask. Can you imagine that? You know, fuck me, Batman. So that's
no, enter the Batcave.
Oh. Yeah, enter the Batcave.
So I have a question.
That's
bad. I have a question.
Okay, go ahead.
Hello. Man. I have a question.
Okay.
So if that's happening, when he has an orgasm, does this big flashy sign pop up and say, kapow or something?
Kapow, bam.
With a trumpet.
Pow. Drip.
Yeah. I mean, is it like this big white gushy sign that just splats all over the screen and says, pow?
Oh, my God.
Dribble.
I'm just saying.
Yeah, it could be. So is that your fantasy? Oh, that's right. Have you tried that before wearing your costume, Carl?
No.
No, okay. We're not going to go there. But you're planning, now that we mentioned it... You're going to plan it in the next trip to Oregon. Yeah, there you go.
Maybe.
Maybe.
That's kind of funny.
Yeah. Well, let's see. The two of you, you and Jeffrey, are both in sort of long-distance relationships. I mean, that's going to be tough on you guys.
So am I. I'm in a long-distance
relationship. Well, so is the Nard.
Yeah, you too. Yeah, so is the Nard. I forgot about Mike.
Yeah.
And I am too.
You live in the next room.
Yes, I am. What? I'm here. John's in Montrose somewhere. That's a long distance to me.
Oh, okay. He's hanging out with friends. Yeah, it must be hard. I mean, because we've talked about it in the show, myself and Jeff, that we have our own long distance relationships, and it's pretty much working. And you know, mine. I've been going. It will be 6 years this coming July.
You know? Wow.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Awesome. And it's 42 years and gay years.
Oh, really? Okay.
so why hasn't somebody decided to move?
It's work. Like Mike is very busy there. He's really needed there in New Orleans. You know the problem with New Orleans. They really have a shortage in teachers there and people working there, and it's just hard for people to study there, and they just can't move somewhere else. And some of the students there have to stay there, so they need support. They need a lot of teachers there. In fact, if you're breathing, you're a good teacher there. Yeah, you're.
Not to mention, Maynard's just difficult to live with. So, you know.
Well, yeah, I guess. No, bitch. No. Yeah. So, it must be hard. I mean, this is the first time you've had a long distance relationship, Carl.
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't really call it a relationship where we still consider ourselves single.
Dating.
But, you know,
okay.
but you kind of have that emotional attachment where it's kind of hard to define if you're really single or not. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But.
How long did it take you, Maynard, and you, Jeffrey, to basically close the deal and say, hey, let's change it from dating to boyfriend material?
Me, the first thing, probably a few months down the road, I was really sure. Until now, I still feel I'm sure.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mahal kita, right?
Yeah, mahal kita. Mike, mahal kita, Mike. But he's going to listen to this, definitely. He's a change of. He's going to listen to us, Ray and Johnny and everybody talking about Mike. Okay. How about your Michael, Jeff?
I was just thinking about that. I think it just naturally shifted over. I don't think I actually know a time. I don't know.
You don't know.
I can't pinpoint a specific time. It just happened, and I guess I didn't notice.
Mm-hmm. You didn't notice.
He didn't stand a chance.
Well, that's the difference between... Ray, because with you, Ray, you've been with John for a long time, but you've been living together, so that's pretty easy for you too.
Well, I don't know about all that.
And you, well, I don't know about it easy, but what I mean is you're pretty much sure, aren't you? Right. I mean, you were sure in the first place, probably a few months down the road.
Oh, I guess so, because we kind of moved in like very shortly after actually deciding to kind of date. So
mm-hmm.
we were kind of like lesbians. So
oh, okay.
It was kind of scary.
Okay. Hey guys, should we go to our questions?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Something before we do that.
Oh, okay. Go ahead.
Carl had a great suggestion for a bear podcast episode.
Oh, okay. Oh. Go ahead. Well, what is it?
Carl, fill us in on this because I think we should do it, Maynard.
Well, I know you guys are really comic geeks, and there's Comic-Con. Oh, you guys don't have something like that in Houston, right?
Not in Houston, no.
No.
There is something like that here. It's called. I know some
have
people
you ever
come
been
to town.
Barbecue Con? What?
No.
Well, there's Volcon or something that got canceled.
I'll think of it. It happens in February.
Mm. I don't know.
Well, in July 24th to 27th, Preview Nights 23rd is a Comic Con here in San Diego. And it's a lot of fun. You should check it out.
Okay, Comic Con. And I heard there are people from LiveJournal who also go to Comic Con. They like going there.
I'm sure.
Some of the gay guys I know.
Mm-hmm. I'm telling you, Maynard, we need to go. We need to podcast.
We need to podcast from there. Yeah.
We get to see all the future movies coming out. We get to see all the comic book people, all the movie stuff. Because it's huge.
You get a lot they of have all the stuff, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Plus, all the sci-fi shows are there, too, aren't they?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Yeah. So it would be pretty cool.
They announced the... this last Comic-Con, I think that's when they announced some of the actors that were going to be in the new Star Trek movie.
I'm ready to party.
Yeah. Sorry. Sorry, that was Babalu. So you're saying that's sometime in July, right? Let me see. July,
24th to 27th.
24th to 27th. Oh my God, that's going to be cutting it close because a few days after that, I'll be in Manila.
You are?
Yeah.
Oh, hold on. Let me shut my window.
Oh, he's gonna shit on the window. What?
He's gonna shut his.
Well, while he's doing that, I have a question for Jeff.
Okay.
Jeff.
Sorry.
Yes.
Hey, who's Cooper?
Cooper.
Yeah, he's on your Flickr account.
That's my a friend in the Lambda Club at my school. The Lambda Club is the GSA at my school.
Oh. Yes.
Okay.
Lambda. And he needs to meet the Ray Fan Club.
Stay away. Young.
Ray, stay young. Away.
Too young.
Oh, Cooper's straight. But I'll let him know that he's got a fan.
Okay.
A daddy fan.
We can change that. You might be listening to this now.
So it's a straight boy that hangs out in the gay club?
Yeah.
Okay.
He's big on HRC too. So he just recently he joined that when we went to P-Town, and I guess he got inspired by everything he saw at the HRC store. So that was really cool of him to change and absorb the gay culture too, and to be so open-minded about it.
Oh, okay. It's good to have straight friends. You know what? Come to think of it, I don't remember any real straight friends that I hang out with regularly. No, I don't. Mm. I don't remember of any. I don't know of any. It's kind of weird. But anyway, okay. So shall we go? Shall we do it? What?
Okay.
Let's do it.
Okay. What's the first question, Ray?
Do chasers have hair envy?
Okay.
Now, I guess that question goes to Asian chasers who are usually not too hairy. Unless you're Wayne.
Yeah. Wait, we listen to this. Yeah.
Just call him out.
Wayne. He's a hairy Asian guy. Yeah, I think.
Well, yeah, for me, I have a little bit of hair on my arms and on my legs, and I have the treasure trail, but none on my back or my chest. And I don't have envy for others that have it. I mean, I don't want to have more hair, if that's the envy part.
What about your ass?
What about my ass?
You have hair on your ass.
Do you have
Yes, there is some hair there.
Oh, okay.
The crack part, but not the cheek part.
Okay.
Oh. Fertilizer.
I think Ray's got the Aspro.
Oh, I got Aspro for days.
Okay.
John sits here at night and tries to braid it, and I keep making him stop.
Oh. Mike's got an Aspro. He's got a very hairy.
Now, mm-hmm. Are we talking about envy as in love other guys with a lot of hair, or envy as in you're jealous that you want the
hair? I think
the
latter. I think the latter, which I have an answer to, actually.
Okay, go ahead.
Hair envy, I've been jealous of people having hair. I've always wanted to have chest hair, but I can't because, you know, genetics. And I don't think there's any way. But maybe that's why I began to like bears myself, or guys with, big guys who are hairy. Because, you know, I've always been a small guy. I've always been a small guy. I've always been thin myself. And I've been envying my friends and people that I know or on TV that who are probably chubby or probably who are big and who are hairy, and I myself am jealous of that. Hair envy, and I don't know. That's what I've been feeling before. I wish I did, but maybe in the long run, instead of me wanting to have hair, I began to admire people who have it. So it's just like living my hairy life vicariously through other bears.
I see.
Yeah, that's maybe that's why I really, you know, I really admire bears. Of course, you know what I mean.
I mean, that goes the same way as the opposite, because there are a lot of men who like twinks or guys without hair just for that reason, because they have too much. And they just want to feel the smooth skin.
That's right. Ray, are you like
attract?
That?
What?
Are you like
that? Like what?
You want? You wish you didn't have hair? And you wish you were a twink or something? Or what?
Well, no, I don't wish I was a twink. I just wish there were certain places on my body that I didn't have so much hair.
Oh, okay.
You know, like backs and shoulders and stuff like that. I mean, wish there was a place that...
That's hot.
Yeah, some people like that hair. Stuff.
Yeah, but good on the belly.
So I know Jeffrey has a story about hair envy.
Okay, go ahead. What do you have, Jeff?
Well, my story is very similar to the Nards, I guess. It's being envious, I guess, of bears and how they have, like, really dense facial hair, and I really like that.
Wow.
Pretty much since Halloween, I've been growing out my facial hair, and this is the first time I've ever done that, and it's actually a really interesting experience because you start to realize a lot of things about hair that you didn't know afterwards, and how it can get itchy at times, and it can tickle you yourself, and it's like, ooh, what is this on my face? And it's kind of weird sometimes. And but it also can feel good kissing too, and it's kind of weird because I used to have a really strong hair envy. But it's starting to slowly go away as I get more facial hair. And at the same time, I think the only thing is I would probably want to wish it was a little bit more dense. But I don't know. It's you start to accept yourself in the sense of your own smoothness, I guess. And you don't desire it as much. So it's also kind of like living it through other bears, too. And that's mm-hmm. that adds to the desire of bears.
Yeah, I myself kind of... accepted the fact that, you know, I won't be as a big bear myself.
Go ahead. Sorry.
Yeah. All I'm saying is that if I can't be a bear, I might as well love a bear. I guess.
there is something really interesting. If you are in like desiring body hair and stuff, there is this group that I've seen online, a Yahoo group that actually talks about. Different ways of increasing your body hair, and they talk about all these different methods that they've heard about. You know, there's some guys out there that actually use Rogaine on their bodies and their face to make it more dense, or to start the growth of facial hair. There's also websites that I've seen about facial hair transplant or body hair transplant, so that you can actually have body or facial hair. You know,
Let's not just refer to websites. Didn't the story I was referring to was the Rogaine on yourself?
Well, now,
Jeff.
I'm calling you out. I mean,
well, okay. I was gonna kind of bring that up, but then I wasn't. I was debating whether to bring that up or not because I didn't.
Okay. All right.
I tried it.
Gotta make your friends.
Yeah, I love you, Johnny. I did kind of try it, but the thing is I didn't try it, the Rogaine experiment, religiously enough to give a good, you know, answer on it, because you're supposed to put it on, like, twice a day, you know, constantly and all this, and, you know, and I didn't do that. I put it on, like, maybe once or, like, maybe, like, three times a week, and, you know, I didn't put it on enough to give a conclusive answer, but I have seen photos of guys that have been doing it for months, and supposedly it does work, but for some it doesn't, though. So, but that's my own personal story. I've contemplated on going back in and trying it, because they say that you can actually start the growth of it, and then once you start it, you don't have to continue using Rogaine afterwards. So you just need to use Rogaine for like 9 months, and then you have facial hair, and then you can stop. But some people that have stopped, they don't get their facial hair stops and goes away. So it's got mixed results.
Does Rogaine, you first start using it, it increases the rate of hair loss and then stimulates the hair follicles to make it grow again?
I don't know enough about it before I want to say anything about that. I didn't notice any hair loss. So I did notice some different feelings in my body, like it felt kind of weird in my body, because there's a danger of Rogaine in the sense that I've had a friend that has tried it, and it caused him to have really low blood pressure.
What?
And he had to stop using it because it was endangering his life.
Something
so,
topical?
Something like that.
Wow.
Welcome to the Bear Podcast, Hair Club for Men.
Oh my god, my hair club.
Well, I will say this. If anybody needs some hair transplants, I got plenty to give you. So just give me a call.
I have a lot from Mike also. Let's ask Carl here. How about you? Do you have hair envy yourself, or you wish you were hairy, or what?
It's not that I wish I was hairy. It's more kind of I wish I was bigger. You know, I'm so small and petite that I wish I wasn't that way. I look like a little. I look 17-year-old
boy.
I joke about that when I'm at work. They go, "How old are you?" I'm 17. No, but I used to think it was weird growing up seeing girls with hairier arms than me. I'm gonna, you know, when I'm 20, whatever. So you know, I have some hair on my arms, but I don't. And you know, I do wish I could grow a goatee. I can't grow a goatee. What I do grow is a Fu Manchu, you know, it grows off my face. And so the only places I really shave is where you have your mustache and on my chin. And it's just like 3 or 4 swipes with a blade and I'm done shaving for the whole day.
Oh, okay.
But that's about the only thing is I wish I can grow at least a full beard or something. That'd be something to experiment with, but
Bears on the run. Bears on the run.
Bear performers coming to your town that rocks. Don't miss your chance to see these bears in your neck of the woods. Comedian Babaloo, rocker Elijah Black, performer Kendall, folk artist Matthew Temple, and songwriter Shannon Grady.
Bears on the run.
Don't miss this tour coming to you this April. Oof. For details, go to bearsontherun.com.
When I went up to Pennsylvania, I saw Jeff with all his facial hair. And it just reminded me of the Fu Manchu right there.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I saw.
Does it grow off your face? Or does it contour?
What do you mean it grows off my face?
You seen those old Japanese kung fu movies where the kung fu master will have his mustache that grows off. It goes kind of hangs down low. It almost looks like a catfish, you know?
Like Kill Bill.
The corners of my mouth do. But that's about it. But I kind of like that because it on my face, it kind of does a curl. So it kind of like, I don't know, it looks, I don't know how to explain it. It's like an upside down U or letter C, I guess.
So, what about your sideburns? Does it contour to your face or does it just, you know, just kind of just fall off?
I actually don't have sideburns, but I have a soul patch and I have a little underneath my chin, and that's all I have right now. So it, but it's weird because the longer I don't shave, the little tiny baby hairs are starting to grow in, and they're filling in all the. It's making it more dense looking. Mm-hmm. So I don't know. It's definitely an interesting experiment, and I think for all the chasers out there that don't normally have facial hair, I think you should at least do it once in your lifetime. It definitely changes your perspective on facial hair. So
I've just been wearing a mustache and a, you know, a soul patch and a. The hair on my chin, that's what I've been just been maintaining for a long time. Mm. Can't remember.
That's because you're
time.
Straight.
I'm straight. Straight to the next cock. That's right.
Mm-hmm. So, Carl.
Yeah?
How much body hair do you have?
I don't have anything on my chest, but I have, you know, just normal stuff. Pube hair and legs, you know, hair on your legs and stuff, but pretty smooth.
Sweet.
Oh, pretty
sweet.
Smooth. Mm-hmm. Wow. Mike would be all over you.
Oh, he would like Mike.
Oh, yeah. You like him really big? Mike is, he shaves his head, and it's kind of a gravity thing. All the hair from his head went to his body. Yeah.
Oh, I like the linebacker build.
Mexicans kill me when I said that.
Actually, Mike has the same, almost. It's kind of similar to TJ, so you'd probably like him.
Oh, TJ!
Oh, you saw pictures of TJ. Yeah, TJ's hot.
Oh,
that's the one. That's the one laying on you right in the bench.
In the nude.
On the bench. You mean on the bed? Picture,
yeah, on the bed.
Oh, in the bed. Okay.
Uh huh. I think so. If that's the right picture you're looking at.
Naked. Yeah, that's him. that's him. That's right.
Awesome. Oh Lord, let me go find it so I can make sure.
Yeah, go ahead and find it. Okay, so I guess did we cover everyone? I guess we did. Well, we did the reverse thing with Ray because Ray, he doesn't wish to that he doesn't really have that much hair. I mean, there are places that Ray doesn't in his body that doesn't want to have hair in it. Is that right, Ray? Are you there, Ray?
Hello? That's correct.
Okay.
That is correct.
Okay. All right, so let's go on to the next question. What's next, Jeff?
Okay, let's see here. The next question is manscaping a turn-on?
Well, I must say that some men need to manscape because it's just a little unruly.
Well, you already said that, and I mean, for you, it's different than for us, of course. But you said that in some other episode, that they need to shave their pubes, or trim their pubes, at least.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, this was mentioned in the... I asked someone at the Ursus at Large, another podcast from Seattle, about shaving their balls. You know, everybody, the whole body is hairy, but when it comes to the balls, they're shaven. And some people are like that, and I don't know. I've tried that before, but it's okay. It feels clean. It's like brushing your teeth or changing your underwear. So, having
when I have time, I keep mine all trimmed up. So, I mean, I like it.
Hey Ray, do you want other guys to trim besides their pubes or all body parts?
Well, no, but okay. Let me say this. I know a couple Asian guys. They're all smooth all over, but you take their pants off, and it looks like that scene from a scary movie where she undoes her pants and that bush flies out everywhere.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
And they have to get the weed whack, the industrial weed whack. Yes. And I noticed
gross.
a lot of Asian guys have that problem because they don't have hair anywhere else except their crotch, and it just likes the Serengeti growing down there or something, you know?
Astro, yeah.
A wheat field.
Yeah, so I'm just saying, just trim it up. Make it look nice. Is it? Not, you don't have to go Brazilian or anything. Just make it look nice.
When you say manscaping, is it just down there or like...
Let's say body like hair, whole, chest body. Hair. So let's say a guy actually being very hairy and takes a trimmer and actually trims it down to number two.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. For me, for me, if a hairy guy has a bunch of hair, like kind of on their shoulder, and you know they have a shirt on, you kind of see the bush kind of building on their shoulders, and they're coming out of their shirt. For me, that's kind of, you know, I want them to kind of trim it down.
Oh, really? You want them to trim a little? I find it a turn on, not to manscape. I like really hairy guys. They don't have to, as far as I know. I like actually what I do. I get a brush and brush Mike's back sometimes.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh.
Oh yeah.
Well, for me, because when you cuddle and if they have all that hair there, it kind of gets in your nose. You're like, ah! You know.
Yeah. So how about you, Johnny?
I personally don't manscape. On some guys, normally I like all natural.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I do prefer hairless shoulders, backs. I do love a hairy chest. But, I mean, if there's hair in the shoulders and backs, I'm not going to make a deal out of it.
Oh, okay. What if it's really hairless? You manscape totally down.
You know, that's a problem, because there have been guys that, you know, you touch them, their chest, and that they've shaved it a little bit, and it's just too prickly, or it's, I don't know, it gives you rug burns or something.
Yeah, I see what you're saying. So keep it.
Oh, Carl.
Yeah.
The picture of you laying on the leopard skin sofa thing, hot. Even though if you don't think it's hot.
Oh, wait, what pictures are you looking at, Ray?
Is it the Bigger City?
Bigger City.
Oh, I hate that photo.
Okay, and he's saying, here we go.
Oh, there he is. There we
go. The only reason why that's on there is because TJ said I should.
He should put it on.
You and TJ are laying on the chase on top of each other.
Oh my god.
Oh,
I dreamed a dream and time's gone by.
That's
see,
hot.
That's pretty hot.
I gotta look at that. Hold on. BiggerCity.com/LittleSidekick64.
Now, if you get all this activity on your profile this week, Carl, you know why.
Let me see. Doo-doo-doo. Hot. Look at that. Where are the guys? Where's the bench? I don't see it. Yeah.
I'll keep scrolling through. Mm, Robin.
Oh, after Robin? Oh, okay. Is that TJ? He's pretty cute. Wow. Anyway, okay.
You go three over and one down.
Three over, one down. Okay. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Nice. Hi, TJ, if you're listening. Okay, how about you, Jeff? Manscaping on guys, is it turning you on or not?
I would say probably yes and no, because for me, I generally like their bodies natural. I like a hairy guy's too. I like back hair. I like ball hair. So I don't understand the bears that shave their balls. So I don't understand that. I actually like ball hair.
Okay.
What?
That's cool.
You like it in a way when you wanna, you know. Does that feel funny when you know you wanna kind of get your mouth around it?
What if you get hair in your mouth? Enough to floss.
Well, I get hair in my mouth all the time. Anyways, I'm used to that. So, but it doesn't bother me about that. But what does kind of turn me on is just like when guys, like kind of like change their facial hair, and it's kind of weird because it's almost like getting to know another bear almost. Even though it's the same bear, you know, they change their look, and you know when they're wintertime they go for the beard, and then they do that weird, not weird, but that diamond thing. I can't explain it. Like with their beard sometimes, and sometimes they go with a goatee or a wide goatee,
That's what I like about That's what I like
it's
about.
It's so versatile.
Yeah. They can actually transform their face. There's this guy on, Kevin from Saltamore on LiveJournal.
Oh my God, he changes so often.
He changes his beard
like, wow.
All the time, and it's awesome. I mean, he could be a goatee or a clean shaven or a full beard or just a chin beard or biker beard. I mean, I like the transformation. I like it that way. It's very hot. Can you do that, Ray? Do you do that sometimes?
What? Change my facial hair?
Yeah.
Well, I just changed it like 2 weeks ago because I shrunk my goatee down and rounded it all some and made it fit my face a little bit more. I had it all too bushy, and David straightened it all out for me, so mm-hmm. I was just like, so he got it all straight for me. So, but
when is when is the last time you had a full beard? Full beard.
Full beard? God, probably years. Mm-hmm. I thought about growing one back, but I just hadn't felt like it because it gets all too itchy, and I just hadn't wanted to deal with it. So.
Yeah, I remember some of your old pics. It's on your place, and you wore a full beard. I like full beards.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, full beards, so. Goatees. Usually, full that it goes around there. Full beards and goatees.
I like uh-huh. full beards.
I love full beards. It feels good between my legs.
uh-huh.
Anyway. Okay.
But I will say one thing about manscaping for heavier guys. I don't know about other guys, but I know for me it helps with body odor. So.
Oh, it does? Mm. It helps?
Yeah. It helps because it when you're sweating stuff, it doesn't all have all that hair to grow on. So. Mm. But that's just me.
When you manscape, do you mean like just trim down or do you mean like shave it all off?
Well, I keep mine trimmed down, and then sometimes I don't completely shave my balls, but I... get them almost shaved with whatever the electric razor will do. Mm. So.
But you're just talking about balls strictly. You're not talking about any other body part.
Oh, no. I mean, all around the generator, I just keep it trimmed back and stuff, but the balls actually shave off pretty much. So.
Okay, so not and no chest hair.
No, I don't mess with my chest. I do my shoulders and part of my arms, so they're not all those five big, thick hairs that are sticking out and then all the little soft ones, so I just keep all that trimmed up.
Ray, I have a question. Okay, yeah. what if it's a chaser, but he's very hairy, and then he shaves off his body? Would you like that?
If I got to shave it off, yes.
Or he shaves it, or you would? Would you rather shave it off for him?
I think that'd be part of the fun. Shaving it off if you wanted to do it.
Let me shave you.
That's a razor trust.
Yeah, so. You can do that to Ryan. You can shave Ryan's privates.
Shaving Private Ryan. That's what I'm talking about. I'm trying to talk him into coming down to Bear Watch, but I think he's going to wuss out on us.
Oh, Ryan? Yeah. Well, no, yeah. Maybe he changed his mind the same way he changed to Dredgeper. Who knows?
maybe. So try to get Carl to come, but he won't do it. So.
Mm-hmm. Maybe we should go. I want to go to San Diego. Actually, I know San Diego is a very nice, a very good city, and some people I know who live there from LiveJournal, and I'd like to see. Carl, do you know Sluggo Bear who lives there?
I know them through a friend. My friend Justin that lives in San Diego. But I mean, I don't know them personally. I just know them through him.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. A couple of guys there I know. Anyway, guys, hey, it's about 42 minutes now running, so we have to probably move on a bit. Do you guys have Netflix?
Yes.
No.
No.
Blockbuster.
Ah, my gosh. Okay.
Yes,
what?
I have Netflix,
well, nothing.
but they haven't changed since the last time we talked about it. So.
Oh, okay. Actually, what we do is sometimes we talk about what we rented lately or what we have on our what we have in our Netflix queue. So, Ray, what do you have, Ray?
I have The Conrad Boys, which is actually a Asian American boy. He's half Asian, half American. Yeah, I think it was probably his graduation project from school. Is actually pretty good about he's an obsessive compulsive gay guy that's never been with another guy, and then he meets this guy. His mom dies. He has to take care of his 6-year-old brother. He meets this kind of transient guy that's pretty hot, and they kind of have a relationship. And there's a bunch of drama. And the dad, who's been out of the scene for the last 8 years or six years, shows back up. But it was pretty good. It's a pretty good movie. So, and then I got The Queen, which I still haven't watched, and then there's still probably an episode of Prison Break that we hadn't watched on the other disc, and they're all three been sitting there forever. So it's just
it.
Haven't had time to do it. So I finally got to watch Battlestar Galactica and Torchwood last night.
It's pretty good. It is pretty
11
good.
11 o'clock. Mm-hmm. So.
Johnny, you don't have you don't get Netflix, or you don't rent anything.
No, mine is easy. I don't have any movies in queue.
Oh, you didn't have any movies.
Though, I did see one this last weekend, which was awesome. I saw The Brave One with Jodie Foster.
Oh, that's good. Oh, my God. She was really good in that one.
Brave One?
Yeah, it's actually... it's about vigilantism.
Oh, yeah. That's one like that one. Yeah. Have you ever... Who does anybody watch Japanese animation here?
I do.
Sometimes do.
Like Death Note? You ever watched Death Note?
I haven't seen that.
No.
It's almost like Death Note. It's kind of cool.
How about you, Jeff? What do you have?
Well, my movies are... I like... Lately, I've been on this horror thing, so...
Sweet. horror. Oh, that's right! The Ring!
Yeah, I've been watching The Ring 2, and I've saw also White Noise, and they're okay. It's kind of weird. I'm kind of... I wish there was more, like, Texas Chainsaw Massacres out there or something.
Oh, you like it bloody than scary, huh? You like it slasher than horror.
Well, I like something that can be realistic. It's weird because The Ring 2, it's kind of creepy, like scary, but it doesn't seem like it could be real. You know what I mean?
But the Texas Chainsaw Massacre is more possible.
Yeah, because anybody could just grab a chainsaw and start going killing people.
Like the one going through your door. Somebody's at your door right now. Ooh.
Maybe some crazy man of the cabin or something.
Mine is actually similar to that. Right now, I'm just going through some sci-fi stuff, and I got Millennium in my queue. And I don't know. Ray, have you watched Millennium before?
Yeah, a long time ago.
I don't know if I'm going to get into it because it's pretty good, I guess. It's got this scary detective thing that's going on, and I don't know yet. I'm still in the middle of it, so... I don't know. I don't know if I'll continue it. I'll maybe change it to something more musical or heavy metal. I don't know. We'll see. How about you, Carl? What do you have in your blockbuster?
I haven't seen any movies. I did see 10,000 BC in the theaters recently.
Oh, okay.
Movie's all right.
Was it cheesy? It's like any other prophecy thing that you have to... That the guy had to fulfill? Is it something like that?
Yeah, he kind of had like some kind of destiny to fulfill, you know, leading a bunch of tribes to free a bunch of his people. You know, it was kind of cool, but I didn't know they had those mammoths or whatever during Egypt and building the pyramids and all that. I thought that was kind of inaccurate. Okay. But, you know, other than that, I saw, you know, Ratatouille recently, so I thought I liked that movie.
It's pretty good. It's you have to watch it probably when it comes out on Blu-ray.
Ratatouille.
I think people are waiting for that. I was listening to another podcast and they're talking about Mac Break Weekly, and they're talking about waiting for Ratatouille to come out on Blu-ray, and that's going to be very, very nice on Blu-ray. Although I don't have Blu-ray, but I'd like to see how it looks like, and probably if I go to Best Buy. Maybe they would show it there. Maybe.
Did you get an HD player? HD DVD?
No, I don't have anything HD right now.
Oh, okay.
Except, no, not really, no. Because I can't afford it. I'm still saving up. I have, this Manila trip. Oh my God, I'm just scared about that. Actually, it's funny, Mike is practicing some Filipino words now.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, he's trying to learn some...
Bakla.
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 Exactly.
That's the only word I know.
Uh huh. Of course.
Peck mabaho.
Peck mabaho. Gross. That means stinky pussy.
Uh huh.
Ooh. We don't want Mike learning that.
Michael's learning Chinese too.
Oh really? Okay. What does he know now?
Nothing. Nothing really. Like he can't. Have a conversation, but he knows like some things that we eat, you know, like orange juice and bedtime and and like ass and cock.
Ass and cock.
So always learn the bad words first, right?
Yeah, always learn the bad words first. Okay, guys. Oh, it's almost 50 minutes. Okay, I guess. Wow, this has been nice.
There is one movie coming up.
Oh, you have a okay.
We need to go see that new Jackie Chan Jet Li movie.
Oh, I
want
to see that.
I want to see that.
Forbidden Kingdom.
The Forbidden Kingdom.
Mm-hmm. That looks awesome.
Oh, it's coming up also. Iron Man.
Iron Man. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yep. May 11th. Am I wrong?
Okay, sometime in June, they're going to have Incredible Hulk. What's up with that?
Again?
Remake.
It's a remake of a remake from 3 or 4 years ago. Is that right?
Well, I think everybody's hated the Ang Lee version so much that somebody decided to do it, and supposedly it's the right way. I don't know. I hadn't heard that much on it.
Oh, okay.
Of course, I haven't been listening to Slice of Sci-Fi, so I don't know what's going on.
It's just weird doing it back-to-back of a remake. Not even 10 years. Not even 20 years, but to do it about 5 years ago or 4 years ago.
Well, I mean, the Hulk's a big franchise, and people always like the show, and they like the TV show, but the Ang Lee movie, I mean, it was okay, but it was just not the Incredible Hulk to me.
I didn't like it either that much. Mm-hmm. Oops, we hear keyboard now. Okay, so guys, we gotta wrap this up. We really thank you, Carl, for joining us.
Carl, they're not so virgin anymore.
You're not a virgin anymore.
No, we need to get you down here to do a bear event so you're not so virgin and not so intimidated anymore.
Yeah.
You gotta come out of your shell.
Mm-hmm. Well, hey, Nard, you guys mentioned Don from Atlanta. Do you guys remember him?
Yes, the dancer.
Yes.
Ray, uh-huh. You know him.
He's a good friend of mine.
Really? There you go. Oh, Ray, there you go.
Yeah.
Your connection.
So we had this idea. Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
Well, Don and I had this idea about going to some bear event and then actually wearing Filipino shirts and stuff and selling lumpia.
That would be awesome.
What are those skirts called?
I don't know.
That you wear on the beach? The
sarongs?
Sarongs, yes. Wear a bunch of those, sell lumpias.
Yeah.
Oh.
That is so wrong. How will people contact you, Carl?
Well, my MySpace is it's me, Carl 123. My Bigger City profile is Little Sidekick 64. It's me, Carl 123 on AIM. That's about it.
All right, cool. So, out there, everybody there who is a rice queen, go get him. Anyway, what a pimp! I've been pimping people. Okay, so. Oh, yeah, go ahead.
Carl, we'll talk later in a week. I might come out for Comic-Con.
That really? Might be my summer
vacation. And NAR too, right? Come on, NAR.
Well, Maynard's going to be going to the Philippines.
I don't know, because it's back-to-back weekends. I'm fresh from San Diego, then I'll go to Manila for 15 days. So.
Yeah, he's fresh to go back on the boat.
Yeah.
Fresh off the boat.
Okay, so Johnny, how do people bug you online?
ASN for Bears on Bear411 or ASN for Bears yahoo.com.
Also, you have
a Warcraft
journal now.
Server 35.
Yes, I play World of Warcraft. Actually, I'm playing it right now, but I'm on the Ilaria server. Mm-hmm. I just signed up for a live journal yesterday. Username ASN for Bears on there too.
ASN and then number 4 and then Bears.
Yeah. I'm a Lotro guy. Yes.
Mm-hmm. What's a Lotro?
A Lotro?
Lord of the Rings.
Oh.
Come on, people.
Oh, my God.
Sorry.
Okay. Jeff, how about Jeff? How can people bug you online?
Well, you can send me an email at jeffrey@bearpodcast.com, and that's J-E-F-F-R-E-Y. Or you can find me on Bear City at MrPandaBear.com. Just MrPandaBear. That's pretty much about it, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Cool. So yeah, we'll put those links on the website. Any last words, guys?
Yes, I want to do some shout-outs.
Oh, that's right. Go shout-outs. Carl, do you have any?
Sure. Shout-out to TJ.
Aww.
Our friend Justin. My good best friend Don. Shout-out to all you guys for inviting me here. Nice to meet all of you.
Nice to meet you too.
Aww. Two Filipinos, two definitely... Chinese guys. Okay, go ahead.
Well, Carl really needs to come out to Galveston with us.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. What's that?
May 16, 17, 18. That's a Bear Watch.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. Bear Watch.
Or maybe TBRU.
Or TBRU next year.
TBRU, yeah, that's a big event.
That's a big event, yeah, too.
And I want to go to that.
You're going to go next year?
I would like to. I don't know if I can. I have to see what my schedule's like, but I want to. I plan to.
Okay.
And if Michael lets him.
Yeah. Okay, Jeff, any shout-outs on your side?
Yes. I'd like to give a shout-out to Steve-O for just being so awesome and patient with me during this current issue that we're working on. So, and also a shout-out to Michael for just being awesome as usual. And
yes, it was nice to meet you, Michael, this weekend.
I wish to meet you, Michael, if you're listening.
He listens. Else.
Oh, he listens? Oh, okay. He can...
Oh, can we spread secrets then, if he listens?
No, I don't think he'll appreciate that. Aww. Aww. Okay, Johnny, how about you?
I just have one shout-out. It's to Gary and Andrew. They had their baby shower this last weekend.
That's right.
And just want to say congratulations, and I hope the best for you too.
Yes, congratulations, Gary and Andrew. Yeah, so we were there at the party. Okay, so Ray.
Huh?
What? Where are the shout-outs?
Focus.
You can shout
away from the picture.
I give a shout-out to Mr. Steve Stepanski for escorting me to Dallas this weekend and showing me around and all the cool guys I met up at Dallas's Discipline Corps. Hope to meet you, hang out with you some more and get to know some more of y'all. So,
wow.
And, of course, a shout-out to Mr. John Rowell, my favorite little chaser. Who's broke now because we had to pay taxes yesterday and the government just sucked that money right out of the account so fast it made your head swim.
Well, everybody's getting that economic stimulus check, right?
I think I got it. I just got it in the mail today.
Well, we just funded most of y'all's economic stimulus.
Yeah. Check, so. Yeah. What is the cap for that? What income?
600. Is the cap? I don't know. I know when I did my taxes, it told me, said that when I did my taxes on TurboTax, it said I qualified. So,
okay.
I was like, okay.
Because there is a cap. If you make a salary over a certain amount, you don't get it.
Yeah. Usually if you have two incomes coming in.
There. Two times what?
Well, see, that's the good thing about gay couples. We don't have to file together.
Oh, they don't? Oh, yeah, that's right. That's right. That's true. I got a shout out to, of course, my partner Mike, and Hi Mike. He should be listening to this because it's a chaser show. He likes listening to us. And who else? There's somebody.
I sent him the pictures of Ryan.
Oh really? Is Jeffrey here? Yeah. Jeff, are you there? I think we lost Jeff.
He should be there.
Let me see. No, Shorty's still here. Let's see this.
Yeah. I lost him.
He's gone.
Yeah, he's gone. But anyway, okay, so...
Bye, Jeff.
Yeah, he got disconnected, but we're closing it anyway. What am I going to say? Oh, guys, everybody out there listening, it's the 200th episode. This coming Sunday, we're going to record live. And just go to the front page of bearpodcast.com. We're going to, care of Two Bear. We're going to have a live streaming video. And it's going to be a musical one. I should say, right?
Music.
It's a musical.
What?
One.
Me? Yeah. What?
are you guys gonna sing?
No, I don't know about singing, but we'll just be playing guitars or something, or we'll see what happens. But it's gonna be
Kumbaya,
Kumbaya, my bear, Kumbaya.
You know, it's gonna be more like, "Come on me, my bear, Kumbaya, come on me, give me a facial, my bear." So no, sorry. Are we gonna have Are we gonna have the chat up so people can chat with us? Instant message.
Yeah, that's right. Hey, you guys talk. I need to add Jeff here a bit because he needs to say goodbye too. Am I getting it? I think I lost.
So go ahead and plug Bear Watch.
Yeah, go ahead and plug.
Well, I think at this point the hotel is sold out. I think there's probably about 20 or 30 more reservations that's left. If you've made a reservation at the hotel and you have not registered for Bear Watch, you need to do that soon because they're holding names of people that are registered. And if you're not, we're going to start releasing rooms to canceling reservations for people who have not registered for Bear Watch and giving it to people who have registered for Bear Watch. So,
I met I met Kendall when up in
Pawnee. Oh, that's right.
Oh, cool. I got to call him. I got to arrange his, get his flight lined up and stuff so he can get down
here.
Yeah,
he came up to hug Jeff, and he introduced himself to me, and I was like, Kendall. And he's like, yeah. I'm like, oh, hey, my friend there. Maynard knows you, and you're coming down to Galveston. And he's like, yeah, that's cool. Well, mm-hmm. He's a nice guy.
Guys, can you hold for a while? Hold on for a while. Okay, hold on. Okay, we're back. We had to add in Jeffrey because he was disconnected, so I had to call him back on the cell phone. Jeffrey, are you there?
Yes.
Okay, good. Okay. I have another shout out, actually. Kevin from Minnesota. He's I just want to help out Kevin and the North Country Bears on they're going to do an AIDS walk. So they have a Minnesota AIDS project. They're a part of that, and I'll put the link on the website and help them out and raise funds. And it's for the AIDS project that they're doing. So Kevin and the North Country Bears on Minnesota. Okay, so that's it. What else are we going to talk about? I guess we're going to close. Ray, how can they contact us?
They can contact us and leave comments for the 200th live episode of Bear Podcast at 206-222-BEAR. That's 206-222-2327.
Yes. Guys, please leave a voice comment. We can play it in the show. Maybe we can do a voicemail show or something. What do you think, Ray?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we can do a voicemail show.
Yeah, you know, if there's a lot of
A lot. If we get some good ones, maybe we can play them during the show. You know,
we'll play it in the show, and we'll make it in the sense that the people who are watching live also can hear it. So it's like really like a call in, but it's actually a voicemail. Yeah, I'm excited about that. And go to the website, guys, www.bearpodcast.com, and go to myspace.com/bearpodcast. And if you have a Frapper account, go to frapper.com/bearpodcast. And if you have an iPhone, go to bearpodcast.com/iPhone. Okay, so thank you, everyone, for listening. And thank you, Carl, for joining us. Really appreciate it. Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Nard, for having us.
And Johnny, Carl, are you still there? I think we lost Carl.
We lost Carl.
Okay. Anyway, we'll call him back later. I'll call him back in a bit. But
Nice to have you, Carl.
Nice to have you, Carl, if you're listening to this. Thank you. And thank you, Johnny, for joining us. And Jeffrey, it's always good to have a Chaser show.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. Okay, Ray, so we're going to meet up here at the Bear Podcast Studios on Sunday, and mark your calendars on April 20th at 8:30 p.m. Central Time that we're going to do the live show. So just go to bearpodcast.com, the front page. Okay, so say goodbye, everyone.
Goodbye, everyone.
Good night.
Bye-bye. Thank you, everyone, for listening. We'll catch you guys on Sunday.
Carl's waving bye on his messenger.
Oh, okay. Okay, bye, everyone. Many whoops and many hugs.
Woof, what a bear.